Grace and peace to you from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear friends, what is evangelism? Seems like a very simple question, but the reason I bring it up is because we may have all these different ideas of what evangelism is, who can do evangelism, and whom evangelism is for. So what's evangelism? Evangelism is plain and simple, sharing the gospel with others. Which means it's not just done for the unbelievers out there in the world. Evangelism is also done among us when we share the gospel. You don't have to be an expert to share the gospel. And it doesn't have to be for multitudes of people at one time. Evangelism can be done one-on-one with another person. Evangelism is sharing the gospel. And the reason we bring this up is because today our focus is how the church is meant for all people. And the only way that a person becomes a member of the church is through the gospel. And we are privileged today to see Jesus doing evangelism at its best with this Canaanite woman. But maybe as you looked at these words from Matthew's gospel, it doesn't seem like Jesus is doing evangelism at its best. It seems like he's doing evangelism at its worst. Well, remember, you and I are not Jesus. He is. He could read this woman's heart, and he knew how to deal perfectly with her. So as we look at this account, let us learn from Jesus, who did evangelism at its best. Now, the first shocking thing in this account is where it is happening. Leaving that place, Jesus withdrew to the region of Tyre and Sidon. The region of Tyre and Sidon was just north of the land of Israel. This is the only account that we have of Jesus going out of Israel to do ministry in a different country. But why does Jesus withdraw to this region? Well, it could be that earlier Jesus sailed across the Sea of Galilee to be alone with his disciples. And when they landed, there was a crowd, over 5,000 people waiting for him. And it could be that right before this, Jesus had a very serious confrontation with the Pharisees. So maybe Jesus is withdrawing to this area just to get away from everything for a while. But probably more important for the reason he withdraws to this area so that he could deal with this woman. And that's the next shocking thing about this account. She's a Canaanite woman. The Canaanites were some of the most wicked, ungodly people. They were so wicked and ungodly that God told the Israelites to wipe them out when they entered into the Promised Land. Unfortunately, the Israelites did not do that, and the Canaanites caused them many problems. So obviously, by Jesus' time, the Israelites would not look favorably upon the Canaanites. They wouldn't do evangelism with them. The Israelites thought, we are the promised people of God. You don't belong with us. But this Canaanite woman is different. She's not wicked. She's not ungodly. Look at what she does. A Canaanite woman from that vicinity came to him crying out, Lord, Son of David, have mercy on me. My daughter is suffering terribly from demon possession. This Canaanite woman was a believer. She called Jesus the Son of David, which is a title for the Messiah, for the Christ. She believes that Jesus is the Savior. And she also admits to Jesus that she deserves nothing from him. She says, have mercy on me. And she also trusts that Jesus can help her with this problem. So certainly you would think that Jesus would have compassion on her and heal her daughter at that very moment. But what does Jesus do? Jesus did not answer a word. Not a single word to this woman. It's almost like Jesus doesn't even acknowledge that this woman exists and is in front of him. But this doesn't stop the woman. She keeps begging, she keeps pleading. So much so that the disciples say to Jesus, "Send her away, for she keeps crying out after us." Here you can see the lack of an evangelical heart from the disciples. Because they told Jesus, "Jesus, could you at least just acknowledge her and say something to her to send her away? Or could you at least heal her daughter so that she would leave us alone?" Now, certainly you would think at this moment Jesus would rebuke his disciples for saying this and help the woman. But what does Jesus do? Jesus says, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of Israel." How could Jesus possibly say that? Isn't this Jesus the Savior of all the world? Isn't this Jesus the Son of God who wants all people to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth? So how can Jesus possibly say, "I'm only sent for the lost sheep of Israel"? Remember, we can't accuse Jesus of any sin. He is perfect. And what he said was true. His earthly ministry was to reach out to the lost people in Israel. Later on, he would send out his disciples and you and me to do work of evangelism throughout the world, to reach out to the Gentiles. And the Gentiles who did come to Jesus, he helped them. And this woman is not offended by what Jesus says. Instead, the woman came and knelt before him. "Lord, help me," she said. This woman runs in front of Jesus, bows down before him, and just pleads, "Help me, Lord." And you would certainly think, now Jesus would help this woman. But Jesus says, "It is not right to take the children's bread and toss it to their dogs." It's at this moment that almost makes you want to pull your hair out and just say, "Jesus, what are you doing? Why are you saying this?" Well, what Jesus means by this little proverb is that the children were the Jewish people, the bread was their salvation, and the dogs were the Gentiles. And so Jesus is saying, it's not right for me to take salvation away from the Jews and just give it to the Gentiles only. And the woman is not offended by what Jesus says here. She understands. And she just says to Jesus, "Yes, Lord. But even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table." This woman was not asking Jesus to take anything away from the Jews. She just wanted a few crumbs. Just a few crumbs of God's salvation, his grace, and his mercy. And it's at this moment that Jesus turns to the woman and says, "You have great faith. Your request is granted." Jesus calls this woman's faith great, but what makes her faith so great? Her faith is great because she confessed that Jesus was the Savior. Her faith was great because she was consistent. She kept going to Jesus over and over again. And her faith was great because it was confident. She believed that Jesus could help her. And so, because this woman had great faith, this is why Jesus dealt with her as he did. He could read her heart. He was giving her an opportunity to put her great faith into practice. This is why he dealt with her in this way. And it's evangelism at its best. It's evangelism that only Jesus can perfectly do. But now for us, when we do evangelism, is it at its best? Remember that evangelism is not just sharing the gospel with unbelievers. It's sharing the gospel with each and every one of us. And yet we can take the things that Jesus does here, misapply them in our lives and abuse them and think we are justified for doing it because, hey, Jesus did it with this woman. I can do it with others. You know, like the Jews who would look down on the Canaanites and thought, you don't belong with us. We may look down on others and think, you know, this person, they don't belong to the church. They wouldn't fit in. Or we can misapply what Jesus did when he didn't say a word. And so when people come to us with their problems, when they're visitors who may come to our church, we may not say a single word. We may not even acknowledge that they exist and leave them all alone. Or like the disciples who just wanted Jesus to do something to send her away, we may do and say things just to send people away. We can be too quick to judge. We may make comments about others by saying, they're sitting in my pew. Don't they realize that this is where I sit? Oh, look at them. They're late for church once again. Oh, look at what they're wearing. That's not the best. That's not the Sunday best clothes. Oh, and those parents with those young children, they couldn't keep them quiet during the service. And what were they doing sitting in the front anyway? Don't they realize that the back of the church is for them? And maybe you just don't realize that maybe they had to sit in the front because the pews were full. Maybe the person doesn't have Sunday best clothes. Maybe there was a reason that they were late for church, but at least they're still here. Or when Jesus said, I'm only sent for the lost sheep of Israel, we may say, I'm only here for my friends, you know, my circle of people I get along with, my clique. I'm not going to branch out to those people. They should reach out to me. And so because of our actions, because of what we say, our lack of an evangelical heart, we can leave people feeling lost in our congregation, and we may turn people off not only to our church, but to the church, to what we believe. And so instead of doing evangelism at its best like Jesus, we can do evangelism at its worst. And when we do, should Jesus turn to us and say, oh, you of great faith? Or should he say, oh, you of little faith? And this should disqualify us from being members of God's holy Christian church. But remember, the church is meant for all people. The church is meant for you. Just marvel at God's grace. For he did not look down on you and say, you don't belong to my church. You wouldn't fit in. God was not cold with you. Instead, he has invited you to keep coming to him. And God does not say, well, I'm only sent for these people, but not for you. No, God did not say any of those things because the church is meant for all of you. Christ came for all who were lost, including you and me. And we know that evangelism was done at its best for us because the gospel brought us to faith. And it is our faith in Christ that saves us, because our faith connects us to our Savior who lived and died and rose again to justify us. But not only does Jesus do evangelism at its best for you, he also does evangelism at its best through you. Remember that as you do evangelism, as you share the gospel, God is right there with you. And when we may do evangelism at its worst, we can be like this woman and say, Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner. Forgive me. Please help me with evangelism. And Jesus is not going to say no to that prayer. He has forgiven you. He will always forgive you, and He will help you to do evangelism, to share that gospel with others so that all people can be saved. And so, my brothers and sisters in Christ, remember what evangelism is. Evangelism is sharing the gospel with others. So that doesn't mean you have to be an expert at it. It doesn't mean it just has to be the unbelievers out there in the world. It doesn't have to be for multitudes of people at a time. We can all do evangelism with believers and unbelievers, with the members of our church or with visitors, with all people. And as we do evangelism, Christ is there to help us and to guide us. For He has done evangelism at its best, and He will help us to do evangelism at its best so that all people may become members of His holy Christian church. And may God help us as we share that gospel with others. Amen. Please rise. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard and keep your hearts and your minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.